Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the Winner Take All Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the ZABEcast, Mr. X is in to tally up the winners from another great season of MLB totals. Notorious J.A.Y. is with us, and we'll talk about my final goodbye tailgate at Lambeau, plus Brooks versus Bryson, more Mike Greenberg, and why the names Mike Price, Larry Eustachy, and Steve Sarkisian ought to matter to Urban Meyer. All that plus a rousing FTG. Your bonus, uncensored version of me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Wednesday, October 6, 2021. Thank you for downloading last night's Yankee-Red Sox wild card game. Finished too late for this edition of the ZABEcast. Do check your local newspaper for scores and details. But we got a lot to get to today before we get to Mr. X. And then Jay, little double shot tonight. This story. Meghan Trainor and husband Daryl Sabara, quote, have pooped together twice on side-by-side toilets.
No! Not possible! Not possible!
Oh, it is possible because that's what Ms. Trainor wanted. She's all about that double potty action. When Trainor and her husband moved into a new house, Their list of renovations included side-by-side crappers so they could go to the bathroom at the same time. She said, nobody knows this, but in our bathroom there was one toilet, and a lot of time in the middle of the night when we're with our baby, we've got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other? They said they've actually taken a smash next to each other once or twice. Quote, we've only pooped together twice. We don't do it often because it smells foul, but we pee at the same time a lot. Whatever. Yeah, if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. I think Meghan Trainor's a snicky. I like her overall act. I like her music. Wonder if she's still searching to make more hits or if she's done. She had a run about 10 years ago now. Shit. Time is flying by, to be sure. Yeah, I would not opt for that. I think the number of couples who have never even glanced at their significant other pooping is got to be pretty high. And that when you catch your significant other in the pooper, you would be like, oh, close the door, close the door. But hey, maybe the couple that poops together stays together. Who knows? Buckle up, because here we go. Major League Baseball playoff action is upon us. And to recap the season that was, the 162-game marathon, and get you set for the always thrilling month of October, we bring on Mr. X. Good evening, Mr. X. You are hunkered in for Red Sox-Yankees. One game wild card.
Yes, sir.
You say this one game wild card is more nerve wracking than 78. Care to remind our younger listeners what happened in 1978 between these two titanic franchises?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the main part, but then I'll tell you the unknown part. But no, actually, it is the other way around. Nothing was like 78. I think I wrote that backwards to you earlier. This is fun and it's nice and blah, blah, blah. But in 78, they were the two best teams playing a one-game playoff for who's going to, you know, winner of that was going to probably go on and win everything. And
right, to
you
set,
know, the curse hadn't been broken yet.
To set
so
the stage.
It was,
to set the stage. Yeah. 1978, Red Sox and Yankees finish 162 games with the identical record, necessitating a one-game play-in for the American League East, right? There was two divisions, East and West.
Two divisions.
Feeding into the
Correct.
World Series. And
yep.
In 78, the curse of the Bambino was still going strong, going into its 63rd year or whatever it was. Wait a minute. 1918, yeah.
It was a couple of lifetimes.
Right. Right. So it was a big deal. And the game was played at Fenway Park.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Bucky effing Dent.
Don't do that.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I just get chills on my spine.
I know.
Today.
I need to set the stage. You know, 78. We have downloaders and podcast listeners who weren't alive at the time and may not have seen some of the historical footage, but Bucky Dent for the Yankees hits a home run that daggers the Red Sox in that game and sends the how many win Red Sox?
101.
The 100 win Red Sox back to the scrap heap. An utter dagger of a game.
Yeah.
So that was terrible for you. Well, you were a young man of probably 20 years old.
Nope. Zabe, I was in my first year of college, a young novice who had been home following this curse my whole lifetime. I go off to college in August. I'm following the pennant race in a way that kids today could never understand. I had to get my ass up every morning and go to the library to get a newspaper. To find out who won the night before. And then you get that late game West Coast, and it's not in there. You got to wait 2 days. There's no internet. And by the way, that was the first and last month I think I ever knew where that library was. But
this
anyway,
was at the University of Virginia?
Yes. And so then when they finally would go through that stretch run where the Sox had to win eight straight, trailing by a game, they won eight straight to force a tie on the last day. So we quickly have the one-game playoff. And I'm dying Red Sox back then, pre-curse. And so I sat in my dorm room, freshman dorm room, with the door closed because I didn't want to listen to a bunch of New Yorkers in the dorms, listening to the game on a radio until Bucky fucking Dent, you know, took it down. They win 5-4. And Zabe, this is the part. I was in my first semester, and we had these so-called mini courses that you split into a half a semester. We had a final that day at 2 o'clock. Now, there's no like email the teacher. There's nothing like that. So when the playoff is forced on Sunday, I'm going, what do I do? Well, I know what I do. I sit in my dorm and I listen on the radio. And then I go to the guy's office the next day because I missed the final to see about a makeup. I see a damn Thurman Munson picture on his wall, and I knew it was all over for me right then. There was no way. He wouldn't let me make it up. And I learned, thanks to Bucky Dent, I learned how to drop classes.
You learned how to drop classes just because of Bucky
Dent.
They
let me drop. I had to drop the class. It was bitter for me in many ways.
Well, I won't delve into any further because I know it's painful, but I will play this for
but
you.
But my mom was
here.
Such a Red Sox fan when I explained it
here
to her.
Here you go. Shush.
And I told her about the Munson thing.
Shush.
All right.
Yastrzemski will not get his home run. A three-run home run for Bucky Dent. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
There you go. I have no idea why that is so terribly low in volume.
Yeah, I can't hear it on this end.
You probably can't hear it at all, right? Yeah, okay.
No.
All right, messing with a different audio feed on this. Anyway, let's move on.
My mom was such a Bo Sox fan, she didn't care about the class. She knew that it was the teacher's fault for being a Yankee fan, so it was all good.
Will you take it hard if the Red Sox lose tonight?
No, it's different now that the curse is gone. It's just not the same.
Curse has been killed.
Die on it.
Curse has been killed three times over, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Kind of hard.
Yeah.
And you know,
the winner's going to lose to Tampa anyway.
Well, that's the thing. This is not like the year for the Red Sox.
Right.
Right.
Well, and the other thing is what we care about here is it's not our year, but we just want to be damn sure it's not theirs.
Well, that's the thing. Make sure it's not theirs. Okay, let's talk about our season totals. You said it was a good year, not great year. Too many of your totals went down to the wire. And as you like to say, if it's not over by September, it's a miss.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of hedging going on this weekend. However, your number one play for the year hit, 18th time in 22 years. That number one play was?
It was the Royals over 72.
And they came
in
at
74. Yeah, it was a sweat. And the problem is that that line, you know, when we took it at 71.5, 72, it inched up. Some guys got it 73. Some even got 74. So it went to the wire for sure. But, you know, I'll take it. It's probably the only time I can remember the number one pick going to the wire like that. And you're right. It makes me 18-4 since you and I have been doing this on the number one.
Now, what about the other picks that count as your overall record, that these were the official picks? As usually two or three extras.
Yeah, well, I did the three top tier ones. The Brewers won for fun months ago, and the Rockies lost badly, so the tops went 2-1.
Not bad, though.
Yeah.
And then after that, was there more after that?
The second tier, I think, also went 2-1. The Nationals, which went under, I think, by what, May? They were so god-awful. That was easy.
So tier one and tier two went 4-2, and your
correct
best bet hit, and that's not a great year for you.
I said it was a good year.
Man, high standards. I love it though.
I don't like to even pay attention after September Labor Day. You know, I like it to be over, turn to football, and have them won like the Nats and the Brewers were. But, oh, the A's were the other loser. The A's at 86.5 just rolled over the last 3 weeks. They lost something like 10 out of the last 12.
Yeah.
They finished on 86 and missed by a half, even though they looked way like a winner on before. So I told them, you know, cause, we needed wins by the Royals and the A's on the last weekend. So what I said was just parlay their two opponents, get a parlay payout. So like on the last day of the year, there's a parlay with the A's playing Houston. So Houston and the Twins. So that hit the last couple of days. So it sweetened it a little bit as well.
All right. Not bad. The Rockies and Braves.
Oh. Yes.
Were two season totals that were on some people's rackets. And the Rockies one was interesting because they didn't end up playing the full 162.
Both them and the Braves. That was the makeup. They're the only two teams that didn't play at all. There was a Rocky-Braves makeup game that was never played.
Okay. And so, therefore, we had some guys. We had a story. I think I told this story on the podcast. If not, I'll explain it to you. You recommended the Rockies under?
Over.
No,
I'm sorry. You're right. No, I wanted them on.
You said Rockies under. You said Rockies under. And one of our guys, JB, was in Vegas, and he was putting bets down for another one of our guys, Houston Scotty. And because he was not paying attention, he ended up buying Rockies over, not under. Right. When Scott realized the mistake, he was like, okay, shit, what do I do? Do I tell JB, sorry, you've got to eat that ticket? No, Scott said, you know what? I'll split it with you because, hey, you were doing me a favor in the first place. It ends up hitting.
Exactly the right move.
It ends up hitting the under, which is a result of keeping one's karma shiny, I think. But it almost didn't because if you don't play a full 162, some books count it as a no play. Gitter was a guy who played it online, and the online book said it's a no play, so he got his $60 back, which he would have preferred 120 for the win, but my boy Scotty and JB won their bet because they put it down to the Four Queens, and the Four Queens said 154 was the official cutoff, right?
I guess. I don't know what their particular one is, if you said 154. The only thing I tell everybody this when we do this in March, know your book, know the rules. They don't change them on you, and you do need to know that. There used to be a Vegas rule. You had to play 160.
Oh.
But last year with COVID and the short season, everyone started going, you know, we were expecting cancellations left and right. So all the books started trying to you know, make new rules, and a lot of them carried over to this year. So they were different. Some play the full 162, some say 160. It's very confusing, but it's because they can't, you know, when you get one like the Rockies, where, you know, I don't know how many they ended up winning, close to 70. It already won. So to turn and say, oh, they missed one, it doesn't count, is the dumbest rule in all of gambling.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Stupid.
And if they're so far under that if they win every remaining game that they didn't play, they still couldn't go over, that should cash as well.
Exactly. But 50 years ago or 40 years ago, they made this rule because they got tired of trying to explain it. Because the point is, if the game's rained out and it matters, so to speak, then it would be a no play.
Right.
But if you try to write that into a policy of, well, you know, if you're already over and it's under, everyone goes, wait, what? It was just so confusing. They just said,
it's
screw
just
it. If they don't play them, we're just throwing it out. Yeah. But a lot of them have now gone to the rule that they factor in, did the missed games make a difference? But it's just hard to put that into simple words.
By the way, you want more from Mr. X, go to his website, callmemrx.com. You can email him there as well, and he'll help you wiggle out of some tight situations with some hedging when it comes down to the wire. MLB playoffs, your 30,000-foot overview before it actually fully officially begins. We got two wild card games tonight and tomorrow. Why don't you get dug in until after the wild card games?
Well, that's for me, it's this. A one-game playoff is like gambling.
Okay? Yeah, it sure is.
It's, you know, even the best
teams and the worst teams are 60-40. You know, the baseball is a game where 60% makes you the best in the league. And so you really are flipping coins in these wild card games. And I don't do that. Well, I don't do that often. Mm-hmm. But so, and the odds to the series is, and the pennant and the World Series will change to some degree after the two wild card games. So I usually just watch the two wild cards, and then I'll put out to my guys who's going to win what series and the pennant and whatnot. And so, and especially this year, these two matchups, you know, the Dodgers Cardinals, the Dodgers won what, like 105 games. It's one of the highest totals in recent memory. And yet they're in this one game wild card. It's crazy. Playing a very, very, very hot Cardinal team.
Are you against the current format?
No, I love it.
So do I.
Win the damn division. But yeah. This is just one of those. They always have a good format, and then one year something like this happens, and then they'll throw it out and start all over and change it or something. But no, it's good. Win your division. I like the format.
I think it's the right amount of games.
But I just don't like betting the series.
Yeah, it's the right amount of games, and it forces you to grind to the end, which the Dodgers and the Giants did, and they had full stadiums over those last three games because it was everything mattered.
Exactly, and I just don't like to bet them until after the wild card games, and then I like to bet the series, not the individual games.
All right, do you have a little lean, any little sleeper, any little nugget, little freebie baseball nugget on the playoffs before we wrap it up and also talk about last weekend in the NFL real quick?
Sure. My lean, and we all took it back in July, is I still like, believe it or not, with the odds, I like the matchup for the Brewers, your Brewers. Mm-hmm. I like the way they get the Braves while the other teams have to play each other. I like their rotation. I really was ready to even press them up until the bonehead broke his hand in the celebration.
Devin Williams.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
You can't make that. He's important.
Yeah, very much so. We're gonna find out, does the seventh inning really make a big difference from the eighth inning? Because technically, he was just responsible for 3 out of 27 outs. And they've got other guys that can get outs. But he had the eighth inning. He owned the eighth inning. He was comfortable in the eighth inning. So we'll see if Boxberger or somebody else can handle the eighth.
What I would add to that, though, Zabe, is, and I don't know counsel would do this, very, very often the 3-out guy becomes a 5-out guy in October or 6. You know, you push the guy
you
who's
push
really
the guy.
Good.
Right.
So he might have been a 5- or 6-out guy, even
he
though
might
during
have been.
The season he's a 3.
I'm not sure, though, because he got Hader in the ninth.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking more
so
like
so you're
seven
saying you bring him in high leverage, end of 7? 4-out guy.
Right.
Yeah.
If you remember in the first team to do that in the 90s, that the juggernaut Yankee team, when Rivera was the setup man, come postseason, he'd throw the 7th and 8th, and then Wetland would come in and get 4 saves in the World Series by just the meaningless 9th innings, but Rivera was the man, and that after that they got rid of Wetland and made Rivera the closer, but all you had to do was get through 6, and so they do tend to extend them a little bit when it comes crunch time, but obviously they can't now.
All right. Sunday football, great weekend for you, bouncing back from a terrible weekend. And you said Mrs. X might ask a little bit of, so are you popular or are you hated this weekend?
Yeah. She never asks details. It's kind of a jinx thing, and she never does that. But she'll just, during Sunday night football, she'll go, do people like you today? Or do they hate you today? And I'll just say, I'm a legend today. And she's like, okay, good.
So the last three weekends, legendary to Al Pacino's holy effing shit, you're terrible, and then fantastic last weekend.
Yeah. Actually, that middle Al Pacino one was just the college day, the 0-6 Saturday in college. I've actually, all three weekends in the NFL, the last three have been very, very good. Easy, because usually you make a living on Saturday and you do Sunday for fun. But so far this year, we've been crushing Sundays. But, you know, the pendulum will swing. We'll see.
All right. We'll revisit on Friday for the football weekend. Mr. X, as always, thank you. Good luck to you, Sox.
All right.
See you. There you go.
Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the winner-take-all Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online Super Contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. From one A-lister to another, we say hello to Notorious J.A.Y. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Steve.
How you doing? I understand I interrupted your personal record in rowing on the rowing machine because I got to you early. I was trying to test this connection. I'm sorry.
You killed the rowing high. I was on it.
Gives you something to shoot for tomorrow, right?
That's 6 a.m. or about bright and early. That's right.
There you go. Rise and grind, says Jay.
That's right, baby. That's right.
All right, we have got a lot to go over today. Brooks versus Bryson, Sage Steele, Paige Spiranak, hole in one in front of Gary Player, Moore Greenberg, Urban Meyer 101 from you, your first chance at that, and some Mad Dog audio, and possibly a big change in how the NBA officiates its jump shooting scores. Take note, James Harden. Take note, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me start with this. The final goodbye is what I'm dubbing it. The Green Bay Packers versus the football team on Sunday, October 24th from hallowed Lambeau Field. I will be there with 30 of my closest maybe friends who sign up to be part of the tailgate and go into the game. You can get tickets by going, I can't tell you where to go just yet, but I'm just telling you right now. Well, it's a website. It's McHugh. Go to funonthebus.com.
Fun. Go to DanSnydersMoney.com. That's what I'm saying.
Go to funonthebus.com. Go to events. And then you will see first event, iHeartMedia, Green Bay Packers versus Washington. And the package includes a tailgate party for 3 hours overlooking Lambeau Field at the Resch Center across the street from Lambeau. Complimentary rail mixed drinks, cash bar, grilled chicken, pulled pork sandwiches, and more. Entertainment, large screen TVs to watch pregame. And then a ticket to the game itself. And you'll be able to hang out with me and pretty much either say, you know what, you're right for saying goodbye to the Wolf forever, or you're a traitor. How dare you? It's on you. But I'm calling this the final goodbye, Jay. The last time the Washington football team will be at Lambeau Field, it'll be the Commanders next time they show up, or it'll be the Red Tails, or it will be the, I don't know, something.
If it's the Red Tails, I would be out as a fan. That quite possibly might be the dumbest name ever.
What about Red Wolves?
I don't know. Or naming the basketball team the Wizards. I'm sorry. That's the second dumbest thing.
That's what we're looking at. What if they end up becoming named the Red Wolves?
Stupid.
Okay, I agree. See, the thing is, right now, Grandpa's Barca Lounger and his pipe and his sweater are still in the living room. He died. We miss Pop-Pop badly. But guess what? His stuff is still there. Once this name finally changes this winter, then we take the Barca Lounger out. Then he's really gone. Then it's going to sink in, Jay. So I just think with my, you know, current show and everything, that this is the time to let the former team of my youth gently go on their way, and I wish them the best. And I will enjoy a one-time only transfer allowable as fan in the code of fandom. One time allowable transfer to be a Green Bay Packer fan.
You do get, though, every fan deserves, you do get a one
you get
time
one?
Transfer.
You get
yes,
one.
You
one,
get one.
One. And there has to be a reason behind it. A move to a new city, perhaps? Or
That's one, yeah.
Or like, an egregious thing that, like, let's say you're a Browns fan and they left for 13 years.
That's your other.
You're allowed to say that's it. I'm not waiting.
You're allowed one.
But you can't go running back. Like, if you were a Brown fan, they went to the Baltimore and became the Ravens, you're like, fuck it, I'm out. And you became, I don't know, a Bronco fan. You don't get to run back once they get a team again.
No.
I'm not gonna get to run back if sometime in the future the Washington Commandos are great and the Packers stink.
Like, I'm an Oriole fan. I believe about 15 years ago, I had the one-time offer of dropping and going somewhere else. I stuck around, but, you know, when they had Sid Thrift as their GM and Lee Mazzilli as their manager, I, by all fandom, had every right to turn my back on them like the movie The Lords of Discipline and walk away. I had every right, but I stuck around. So I still had that card in my back pocket. To walk away from what? We will get to something later. I think I will be walking away from one of my teams next year, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
All right, we missed you at Lambeau last week. I did FaceTime you briefly, but the internet connection.
I couldn't. Yeah, I was in a shit. I was in Baltimore at the Fells Point Festival, and it was shitty Wi-Fi. I was pissed about that.
Anyway, it was great to see the two iconic teams running around out there. Big Ben missed a number of wide open wide receivers that could have made a difference in the game, and he just does not look like he's got much left.
Didn't I say last week he's white rice on Sunday?
Yeah.
He's cooked.
Cooked. He's cooked for sure. But the rest of the team ain't that great either, you know.
Well, the offensive line is good. Anytime you have Zach Banner as your starting tackle, you are not good.
Yeah.
So it's not – I mean, the defense, although very injured, is still – top 10 in the league.
Potentially. But TJ Watt wasn't 100%.
He was like eight. But I'm saying when healthy, when healthy, they're top five.
Well, yeah. Micah Fitzpatrick is a freak. By the way, that offsides on the blocked field goal,
Don't know about that one.
Don't know either. And here's what's crazy. They didn't show the replay in the stadium.
Would you do that and have the fans not boo? Well, wait a minute. Was there a lot of Steeler fans there?
Not a lot.
Ooh, they travel well.
I was a little surprised, but they didn't have a lot to cheer for. I did look through the crowd. You got to remember, the Packer fan base is so strong. It is a hard stadium to flip the dynamic. It wasn't like the Raiders last night in L.A., where it was at least 50-50, if not 60-40, Vegas fans over L.A. fans.
Well, I mean, in the new is it new Lambeau?
They've done additions to it through the years, but they haven't touched it in a while. It's been done the way it is. But yeah, the new Lambeau has added seats, but they're way in the upper deck on one of the end zones.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, well, you know, you would have seen it all if you had just come up.
I had to go to Virginia on Saturday. There was no way I could have came back.
I know. That's all right. We'll get you up for another one. Okay, let's get to the news of the day. Sage Steele has decided to put her television career in severe jeopardy. On the Jay Cutler podcast, she spoke freely about a bunch of things and touched the third rail of daring to question Barack Obama's blackness.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but I did hear her stance on women in broadcasting, which I agreed with 175%. She was, don't dress like a whore and then get mad when you're called a whore. I mean, that's what she said, and she's totally right. I didn't hear everything else. But I saw Soledad O'Brien come after her. Of course, Jemele Hill, because that's her thing. She's angry about anything.
Right.
About everything. But no, I just heard the one clip of that where she said she can't, you know, she does not give advice to women who come up to, and ask her stuff if they're dressed like a whore. And she's right. But the other stuff I didn't see, so I can't comment. I've met Sage 4 times. She is one of the sweetest people ever.
Yeah.
We don't have the same views on stuff. But Sage Steele is a sweet, sweet woman.
Yeah. The child of biracial parents and the daughter of biracial angel and the daughter of a decorated military man. General, I believe, right?
Brother's a big asshole. But Sage is wonderful.
Easy, man. This could get back.
Oh, no. I don't care. Chad Steele, asshole. I dealt with him for 8 years.
Anyway, Sage pointed out.
And by the way, any fans who are going, who's Sage's brother? Anytime you look at a Ravens game,
oh boy,
look on the sideline and they will show a tall, handsome, light-skinned brother. and he gets in every fucking shot. That is Sage Steele's brother. I'm telling the truth, Zane. Okay, I don't tell lies on your podcast.
I know you don't.
I speak the truth.
I know you don't. It's my job to mop it up afterwards. That's fine. Keep firing those hot nails of truth, my man. I know. I'm not going to get in trouble.
Wait a minute. The Ravens play Monday night, don't they?
I believe.
Okay, play the Chad Steele drunk game. Every time they show a shot of the Ravens, look like to John Harbaugh or Mr. Jackson, and there will be Chad Steele looking for camera time. Trust me.
Looking for it and likely getting it, right?
And likely getting it, yes. Yes. He's a handsome dude. I can't hate on that.
Colts Ravens, Monday, October 11th. So
yes. That's a shit of a game, by the way, too.
Yeah, that's the Colts Ravens. You know, normally the Art Modell game is the Browns and the Ravens. They're in the same division. This would be the the two Spider-Man game where they're pointing at each other like you stole my team. No, you stole a team.
Like this is my dad's revenge game.
Yeah,
huge Colts fan. Yeah.
So Sage Steele pointed out that. Obama was raised by his white mother and maternal grandmother, and his black father exited the scene pretty early in her life. And she said, quote, I'm like, well, congratulations to the president. That's his thing, that he identifies himself as black. I think that's fascinating, though, considering his dad was nowhere to be found, but his white mom and grandma raised him. But hey, you do you. I'm going to do me.
Okay. See, now that's okay. Now, That's a stupid statement. Because I hate to tell Sage, when people look at you, they don't say, I wonder if he was raised by... No, they see black.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. That's how it is. I'm sorry. You would have to tell someone you were biracial. They would suspect that you were 100% yeah. black. That's dumb.
I think it was... It was too snarky. That you do you is too snarky. It is a critique that is sort of layered in a thin skin of, I don't really care, but you know you really do care, right?
And as I see, she's getting taken off everything on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, taken off the air, yeah. And she was taken off the ESPNW Summit. I mean, it's swift when it comes to that. She should have left it at, well, you know, the president identifies as black, and I respect that. I come from a different place. I want to emphasize that I'm biracial, but I'm different. If you'd said it that simply, Jay, if you'd said, what are you laughing at?
No, here's where she should have left it. Sage, could you be a guest on the Jay Cutler podcast?
No.
Boom.
Done. Well, that's the thing. Anything you say can and will be used against you, even on podcasts that may not be that popular.
Yeah. Would you go on the Jay Cutler? No, he's a moron.
I would. I could use that bump. He's a higher profile guy than me, but, you know, what do I know? Steele also said female journalists who dress a certain way know what you're doing when you're putting that outfit on. Jamel Hill called that clown behavior.
That's not, no, she's 100% correct on that.
I don't have a problem with what any of these sideline gals wear. The hotter, the better.
But I mean, but don't get angry when no one takes you seriously as a,
they could wear
air quote journalist. Like, look, I have the hots for Michelle Tafoya and she doesn't slut it up. She's just cute as a button and does her job well.
You're objectifying her.
Saying she's cute as a button and does her job? I guess I am. Well,
These sideline jobs are the biggest phony-ass make-work bullshit. 5 seconds on air and then complain about it. People don't understand how hard it is jobs there are. These are high six-figure jobs, right, for many of these ladies. And it's almost always ladies. There's a handful of guys. Like, there's only a few Evan Washburns out there. Right? That do sidelines.
Do you know how Evan Washburn got hit? Evan Washburn's from this area.
He does the Raven show every week, I believe.
Yeah, but he's a, and he told, he used to come in like, you know, twice a month. And like the first time, he's a very nice guy, by the way.
No, I think he's good.
But he got his job just because he's handsome and luck.
And he blew somebody. Maybe.
No, he didn't blow.
Just kidding.
But no, but he just like it was luck, and he's good looking, and he's a lacrosse player.
Well, that's the thing. Television is generally speaking a good looking medium. Okay,
yes.
Let's press on here. Brooks versus Bryson is set for Thanksgiving weekend. 12-hole golf match.
Why would they not play 18?
Well, a couple things. Number one, you know, golf started as a 12-hole affair.
I did not know that.
Yeah, back in the days of old Tom Morris. Hey, laddie, 12's enough. You'll catch cold out there. We're here for a good time, not a long time. So 12 might be that. It might also be in homage to 12 rounds, like heavyweight matchup. So this is the natural profiteering conclusion of what likely was an orchestrated, cooked-up, fake-ass rivalry. Boo.
Huh. Okay.
Are you watching Sanford and Son right now?
I'm changing the channel. Sorry. I swear to God. I
can hear it in the background. Jay,
sorry,
watching Sanford and Son?
No, it was Cosby was on, and I just left it on. Sorry.
I hear you.
I'm looking for the baseball game. Anyway.
Nah, it's fine. So, your thoughts. Are you going to watch this? The match, Capital One.
No, because at no point during this are they going to throw their clubs down
and actually fight.
Mano a mano.
Right.
So what's the point?
Yeah, right. That is kind of silly to think that. Okay, we got some audio from one Mad Dog Russo. First of all, would you be surprised if he might have never heard of Saquon Barkley despite the star running back playing right under his nose in New York City.
I can't believe that.
Well, then let me play this, and you tell me what's going on here.
The Giants had a great win. They're down 20.
Can you hear this, by the way?
I cannot.
Son of a bitch. I'm sending you audio. Maybe you can hear this.
Wait
now.
A minute. Wait a minute. Would this be on the interweb?
Can you hear this now?
Mad Dog Russo. I know people are going, Zabin, do your job. By the way, that dude who said you needed to do your job better, fuck you.
Yeah, I
sorry.
Know. I know. Okay. All right. So I'm going to play it for
I'm
you.
Looking.
I'm going to.
Mad Dog Russo.
Right, you be quiet.
Saquon Barkley.
Be quiet.
Saquon.
Be quiet for a second, Jay.
Barkley.
Jay. Can you hear me, Jay?
Okay.
Jay, can you hear me?
Oh,
there you
are. Pass play. To Saquon Barkley, they got the chance to punt. The Giants.
Okay. Saquon Barkley. When you hear the soundbite, Jay, let me know. Are you watching it now?
I guess I gotta go much, much further into. Oh God! Wait a
I don't
minute.
Know why this is, I'm sorry. I don't know why this is not feeding you.
No, wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Oh, Steve Mariucci. This. Oh no, no, no. This is not shit.
Right. Anyway, he called him Saquon Barkley, and he stumbled over it.
I have said before what, on this podcast.
How could you mess up a name like that so badly? How could that even come out of your lips? It's not possible he's oblivious to who Saquon Barkley is, right?
If the internet was around in 1991, Mad Dog and, what's his name? Francesa mm-hmm. would have been nobodies because they were all bluster with nothing to back it up. There's so many things Francesa said that were wrong, and Russo is a blithering idiot. And I don't know how they became as successful as they are, because they both say some stupid shit. But there was no internet to fact check back then. So, like, what's back after this guy?
Yeah.
If that was happening during the heyday of their show, there's no way they would have been this good, this famous, I mean.
Yeah. All right. Then there was this. You're not going to hear it, but I'm going to play it for you, and I'll explain it in a second.
You know, okay.
Decision. They've been begging me to promote it. I said, here's what I'll do. When Tom sends me a text saying, Chris, it's great to be on the channel, great to be part of it, as everybody else does, including McAfee, everybody has done in the last 13 years. When Tom sends me one, and he can send it through Jim, so I don't have to know his number, so he doesn't have to worry about me responding. When I get that, then I'll promote that show like you wouldn't believe.
So in other words, he said, when Tom Brady bends the knee and sends a text to Mad Dog Russo, controller of the channel, guy who makes $3 million a year, when he sends a text saying, thanks for having me on with Jim Gray, because he does a half-hour show once a week, then I'll promote the show.
Yes.
How about that for narcissistic douchebag?
Can you get angry at that? No.
I'm not angry at it. I just like I'm like okay, get over yourself.
That's a little douchey though. Yes,
it is. Mike Greenberg has been tabbed to host NBA Countdown. What ESPN has figured out is the people just want more Greeny all the time. In every way possible. Cram Greenberg into people's ears, their mouth, their nose, their eyes, other, just get it in there. More Greeny. Jesus.
Have you ever heard someone say this? Well, I just can't get enough Greenberg.
No.
Have you ever heard that?
No. And who else is joining him on NBA Countdown? Another tried and true regular, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, God. I also heard Magic Johnson is coming back. Is that true?
Yes, that's the new big three on Countdown. Now, look,
so
I'm not against.
They're taking off Jalen Rose?
Yeah, Jalen Rose is out. Jay Williams out.
ESPN. By the way, they're losing Bomani Jones also, leaving when his contract's up.
I know. You're a big fan. I'm sure.
I guess.
Do a successful podcast or something else.
But, I mean, ESPN is how to fail.
Well, they're going with their tried and trues. They don't want to try anybody new. Imagine being a young up-and-comer in television, like a Matthew Berry, who I think is pretty good, and he does the college football desk on the weekends. Imagine you're like, I am killing it. I'm working on my scripts. I'm working on my writing. I'm working on my delivery. I'm making sure that I know every player and every team. And, ooh, do they notice me? Do the executives notice me? Are they going to start bumping me up? Are they going to give me this assignment? Are they going to give me that? No, they're just going with Greenberg again.
Like, who do you think is good besides, you just said Matthew Berry, but who is young and good on that network that you're like, forward to seeing them?
I'd have to scout the young talent, but I don't watch enough ESPN anymore.
Yeah, me either. I can't name anybody else who has caught my eye.
Yeah.
I mean.
But my point is, imagine though being in the business.
Young and, yes. Oh, being young in the business, I would tell you to quit.
Right. Do the business as long as you're having fun and you're making some decent money, but treat it more like a hobby and always have that eye on a more sustainable long-term career once you're done. Because the notion of it's any kind of meritocracy of who's good on the air, who's a new star we can promote. No, they're just going to put Greenberg in there. Greenberg he's been at ESPN forever, 25 years almost.
He's the new Chris Berman.
Well, yeah, but not even as interesting as Berman. Berman had flavor. It was a flavor not everybody liked, but at least he had flavor. Greenberg is, he's like pho. Not pho, he's like cho. He's like cho from The Hangover. Stu is like a cho. It is a soft white rice given to old people and babies. It has no flavor, but at least it's nutrients. That's what Greenberg
And then,
is.
By the way, I still hate him for the cold shoulder he gave you.
Oh, no,
I will
Colin.
Never forgive that. Never.
Whatever. Hey.
No.
Scoreboard. He won. Fuck him. But whatever. He won. I don't care. Urban Meyer, give me your comprehensive Urban Meyer 101 today. Shad Khan came out and issued a statement. Blah, blah. Unacceptable. Must earn back respect and trust. Lot of meetings, but it looks like he's going to survive at least this week. Give me your unified Urban Meyer grinding on a 20-year-old 101 theory.
Well, two bad things. Grinding on the female, that's one. But being in your bar in Ohio is going back to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That was the thing that he can never get the locker room back. By the way, he's going to be the coach of USC next year.
And how do you feel about that? You said you're going to quit.
I will now be a Virginia Tech Hokie fan. Aren't they close to Lynchburg?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
So there. We'll have a farewell to USC tailgate as well.
Yes. He's going to be the coach because that locker room will never listen to – wait a minute. They're 0-4 to begin with, and now he's lost their trust with – You know, by the way, never put God in sports. It never works out 90% of the time.
Dungy did.
Is like the – Dungy did. I'm sorry.
Joe Gibbs
Tebow,
did.
But he was – yeah, but Rex, he wasn't as out
Rex
there.
Rex Ryan did. Oh, wait a minute. No, he didn't. He put women's feet in there.
Don't put God first in everything.
This religious message brought to you by the Church of Latter-day Saints and James.
Yes. What was the coach at Liberty who was
Hugh
the
Freeze.
Coach at Yeah, how'd that work at Ole Miss? Yeah. How'd that work for Hugh Freeze? Yeah.
So leaving your team behind is egregious sin number one. According to those in the NFL, this never happens. Like the captain of the ship going down with the ship, the coach must fly back with the team. Then if he wants to spend a day in Columbus with the grandkids, fine. Fly back there on your own fucking dime, Mr. $7 million a year, right?
Yes, yes.
The second thing to me, okay, the grinding was bad, pathetic, and disgusting, whatever, for a married man, but it was that he was so drunk, he clearly couldn't think, hey, wait a minute, I'm not doing this. I'm in public. Someone's going to see this, video this. This is bad. Never get so drunk that you lose the bigger picture of who you are, how much you make, and how precarious it is. It's Greg Price down at, or no, Mike Price at Alabama. Remember his drunken golf outing that cost him his job before he ever coached a game?
It's Steve Sarkisian
at the banquet.
Salute to Troy.
Right.
Yeah, Salute to Troy banquet.
It's Larry Eustace partying with co-eds of the opposing team while head coach at Iowa State.
And by the way, this was pre-big internet, all this stuff.
Yes. Well, not Sarkisian, but Price was and Eustace was. And the thing is, if your head coach can't control how drunk he is in public, how can you trust him with control of a billion-dollar franchise?
A fucking men.
Yes. All right.
That's why he will be gone in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Looks like the NBA might, if it holds, radically change how they call fouls on jump shooters. The other night, Steph Curry, in the first preseason game of the year, does a hard pump fake, gets his defender way in the air, and then jumps into him to draw contact, throws up an air ball, no whistle. What
That's
do you
good.
Think?
As much as I like Steph Curry, that is some bullshit. Bradley Beal does it. James Harden does it. It's just, it's, and you wonder, Trey DeBarge will be greatly affected by this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
he will.
So, I mean, you're now going to have to go into the paint. It's going to be 80s, 90s basketball. You got to go into the paint, get fouled, go hit your foul shots. If you want to keep getting hit hard in the paint, you're going to have to catch an L for that.
If it holds, though. We'll see if it holds. These guys are so crafty at drawing contact. We'll see if it actually persists into the regular season. This will be a preseason point of emphasis, and we shall see. Okay, time for a hard close here, Jay, because we're here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, what do you got?
John Harbaugh and the Ravens running up, trying to get extra yards for some stupid, meaningless record on Sunday when they were up by like 14.
Was not meaningless to Harbaugh, he said. He said they believed it.
He's such a dick.
What about Vic Fangio?
Oh, he's got a home run.
Okay.
1-0 Yankees.
Any accounts?
No, double. Sorry.
Any accounts or descriptions of this game, including inaccurate ones, are without express written consent of Major League Baseball, are expressly prohibited. So ignore what Jay just said.
And not even a double, a single off the Green Monster.
Yeah, because whoever hit it was probably loafing out of the box. Fuck that guy.
Stanton, yes.
Stanton.
But anyway, yes.
What about Vic Fangio being a bitch about it? Can there just be one football coach that says, they wanted a record, fine. They ran for five yards. The game was over.
We got to stop them.
Yeah, or there's that. But then you get the Greg Schiano blowing up kneel downs, and that's bad. I argue against blowing up kneel downs, but if you want to run for 5 yards, fine. Who cares? Most NFL coaches can't just say who cares. They got to make a big fucking deal of it, like there's some kind of sacred man law guarding everything. Whatever.
Well, now there's a rivalry between the Ravens and the Broncos. I'm being funny about that. I have no idea.
That will not be a rivalry, although, remember when Jacoby Jones got behind the Broncos and caught that touchdown pass, and it was like, fuck, how'd that happen?
I was at that game for the team, yes.
You were?
I was
Denver?
On the broadcast team, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a dagger
remember?
That was.
Yeah, yes.
All right, my FTG goes to the iPhone algorithm estimating how long it'll take for your phone to transfer its data. I plugged in my iPhone 13 Pro 2.5 hours ago, and it cheerfully said about an hour. It's been stuck on about an hour now for 2.5 hours. Hey, Apple, don't bullshit me. When you know exactly, you know the computer knows exactly how many files, how many gigabytes of data you have, and how long it's going to take. So don't shine my shoes. Give me it straight. If it's going to be 3.5 hours, fine. I'll budget for it, dicks. To the algorithm. Fuck that guy.
Right. Oh, next week, very quickly, can we talk Sopranos movie? I know you have not seen it yet.
Haven't seen it, but plan to, and we'll have a book report next week.
Thank you.
Okay, as we like to say, Jay.
Bye-bye now.
All right, that's a wrap for me today. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Tell a friend, subscribe for a full 5 days a week, and help support the podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you. In the meantime, have a great Wednesday. Tomorrow, premium edition, the boys, Scott and Solly, in the Mobile Strike studio. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.
Winning season is rolling at MyBookie, and this week, entries are now open for the winner-take-all Super Contest. MyBookie is the only sportsbook that offers online super contests, so you can't miss out on this exclusive promotion. Enter now and turn $10 into $10,000. Weeks 5 through 8, make 5 picks against the spread. Get them right, earn points, and rise up the standings to take home the $10,000 grand prize. Packers, Bucks, Titans, Vikings, Ravens, boom, you're already set. And if you need another reason to head to mybookie.ag to celebrate the start of the MLB playoffs, MyBookie is hosting a $20,000 blackjack tournament that is absolutely free to enter. Winning season is here, so get in on the game and get to mybookie.ag now. Use my promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, and when you make your first deposit at MyBookie, you'll receive double your deposit. That's promo code ZABE, so you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.